The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 382. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale.
Don't I don't.
And Brian Monjoma.
20 years, and that's the best name they had. Way of Water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I was, like, retweeted that with a Bruce Lee thing. Like, you must be like water.
You put the water in the glass, it becomes.
It becomes the glass.
You put the water in a cup, it becomes.
Be like water.
Water, my friend.
Yes. All right, man. Your boy is back. Tony, back in the house. You know, from Vegas, had a good time. I want to give a shout out to you guys here, you know, holding it down. You know, Manny and Carlos, putting it all together. Everyone doing their thing. Pretty fucking awesome. Yep. Thank you for that. Again, the show must go on. We've been doing this version of Throwdown since 2014 nonstop. No missed episodes. And that's going to keep on going, you know?
Yes, that won't stop.
You know? And that's two shows, man.
So how was Vegas?
It was dope.
Is it all it was hyped up to be?
Listen, man, when I was there, I'm already thinking about my next trip to Vegas. That's how hype this shit was. Because I was in downtown, old Vegas.
Yeah, old Vegas, yeah.
Fucking legit. Just old Vegas, right? We would go to the strip a couple of times. I'm like, okay. Like I saw like 0.0001% of this fucking place. I got to come back. You know, the last day we went to the Bellagio and shit. We went to the buffet, bruh. The food, you know, but I like your description. You said basically Vegas is like a modern version of like New Orleans, you know, that area and shit, the Mardi Gras place.
The French Quarter.
It's pretty accurate, you know,
like North that strip now rent controlled.
Yeah.
Somebody out there just got hit with another $500 rent increase. Can you imagine?
Damn.
$500. She's moving back. She's like, I'm out.
Tony. I'm done with this shit. What's up?
Yeah. And you saw, and I guess you saw for the first time, the infamous card people. The people in the streets handing out the little cards. They click the cards.
Oh, but actually, I didn't see those people. Like,
wait, excuse me?
Yeah, no.
You sure you went to Vegas?
Yeah, I went to Vegas. What do you mean? Like, people, I see that type of shit all of the time, dude.
You mean like,
yeah, exactly. What Manny's doing. Those people. They give you the hooker cards.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, we see.
No, yeah, the thing is, we have those here, so. You know, I probably did because I've learned to just ignore those. Yeah,
no, you never ran into them, and they're there.
Yeah, they're there. Yeah, but like usually, you know, because I know what you're talking about. People will try to give you something. I'm always like, keep it going, bro. I've learned that in New York. Like when somebody's trying to give you something, you keep on going. Don't take it. You know,
about the ones on the train. I give you Carlos. I lost my voice.
So Carlos, I'd probably pass by those guys. They're just like, fuck this shit. You know that New York training. You know,
or they what was it? It's like I can't speak, and then here's how to.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Yeah, you give them a little bit of money for the little card that teaches you like two things in sign language, or was it? Yeah, the ones that they give you the cards with the clubs and stuff like that, you get those.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you get those.
But yeah,
that's good, man.
Yeah. So we all have to, we need to make like a throwdown vacation. You know what I'm saying? To Vegas and shit, be chilling. The place was dope. I liked it. Great city. Lots of fun.
I've only been there once, and it was only for an hour.
Oh yeah, a layaway, right?
Yeah, it was a layover when I was going layover, to Reno.
That's dope.
While I was there, I just like, you know, I could see Vegas outside of the window.
There
it is.
That's one of the rarest occasions where the airport is right next to the city.
It's right there. I was like, shit, this is right there. You know, when you go to LA, man, fucking, it takes forever to get to downtown from the airport, you know, from LAX. Mm-hmm. It's like 40 minutes. It's crazy. Vegas, 20 minutes, you're there. You know, and it probably would have been faster. It wasn't so much traffic. You know, But no, the city was dope, man. Shout out to Danny and Rihanna for getting married. You know, that's why I was out there.
Yeah.
Great ceremony. Had a lot of fun. Yo, I drank more in those 3 days than I have in the past 3 months. I went fucking crazy. But
damn.
But since I ate so much, I never got drunk. You know, ironically enough, the only time I got drunk was on the first day because I literally got off the plane, no food in me. I went right to a little bar that Danny was in with a couple of people, had one drink, and obviously I'm drunk because I have no food in me, you know. But the rest of the time, I was fucking eating, you know.
As soon as you walked off the plane, they handed you a Corona.
Yeah. That's the thing about Vegas. Like, you get off the plane, bro, there's already slot machines in the airport.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm like, yep, I'm Vegas. You know?
I did that one. When I went for the short time that I was there, I was like, hey, look at that. It's in the airport. Let me play one. Yeah. All right, lost money.
Have you ever seen any of the Ocean 11 films?
No.
Yeah.
You see, that's why, because in that one, they give you the full rundown, and that's one of the things that when one of the guys is waiting to get picked up.
Yeah.
He's at the airport and he's just hanging out, and there's a bar and he's playing slot machines and he's at the airport.
Yeah, that shit was wild. I wasn't surprised, but I was like, I just was like. Okay, when I first saw it, I was surprised. Like, what the fuck? They got this in the airport? Like, oh, it's Vegas. Of course they do. You know?
Yeah. So like, it's everywhere. It's at the airport.
Everywhere.
It's at the local convenience store. Yep. You go to the bodega. You go. Pushing,
they got them in CVS. Like, I'm not making this up. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, people know. I mean, the prostitution's legal. All that shit. It's lawless. Yeah.
But the only thing is like, because I'm not a gambling type of person. So this is what happened with me, right? I'm like $20. I'm on $20, right? Yo, as soon as that 20 turned to 50, I'm like, I'm done. I'm good. I doubled the shit. I'm good. I'm out. You know? Remember when we went to Atlantic City, the same shit happened. I put $20 in. After I got to $150, I'm like, I'm done. That's it. No more. I'm going to fuck this up. Let's go.
Yep. You know? Yeah. That's, you know, those things are, you have to allocate like how much funds you want to spend. The cool thing about those type of things though, is you hang out with your buddies.
Yeah, man.
You're on the slot machines. You get free drinks. You just have, you got a tip, and you can pass a lot of time passes with that stuff.
Yeah. There's no clocks anywhere.
That's true.
You know what time.
No clocks. There's no clocks and no windows.
Yeah.
And no clocks. And no last call either.
Oh yeah. No,
you'll drink until you stop.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say this though. Danny is crazy because after all that wedding and all that stuff, what does he do?
Yeah, he interviews Reggie Fils-Aimé.
He interviews Reggie Fils-Aimé. It's like, nah, something's happening too.
Yeah, I was talking about that. I was like, yo, hold on, you're doing that right after? He's like, yeah, right after the wedding, it's going down. That's when it was scheduled, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Danny, man, doing his thing.
I mean,
you know?
that's like a 1-2 punch right there, man.
Yeah, also, and this is very important to understand, Reggie asked for Danny by name. He goes, I want Danny Pena to interview me. You know, it wasn't like
for Danny?
Yeah, because he talked to Danny last year and they hit it off. So, you know, they were doing this event and they asked Reggie, who do you want to be your interviewer? He's like, I want Danny Pena, you know?
Good stuff. I mean, because he asked him real shit.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't ask him like, oh, hey, so what's it like working at Nintendo? It's like, man. What was it like growing up in the Bronx, man?
Yeah, no one's asking Reggie that shit, you know?
Nobody's asking him that.
Yeah, so that's why, you know? So that's what's up. Again, shout out to Danny.
Is this for the G4?
This is for the game industry biz thing that he did. They had like this kind of, what was it, like an awards type of thing going on? They had an event of some sort.
Yeah, they had an event.
You know? So yeah, shout out to him, man. Great time. I got to go back to Vegas. Vegas was dope, you know? Very good time.
Vegas!
Yeah. All right, man. Without further ado, let's get into the show. So this was another one of those weeks where a lot of stuff happened. It was like a lot, mini tons, you know, nothing crazy, just mini, mini tons, you know. So we'll go through them one by one here, man. First up on the docket here, PlayStation gets variable refresh rate for PS5. Cool. Oh, but obviously it's not like everything's going to get it once. I'll name the games that are getting updates.
But it's your TV. Your TV has to support it.
Yeah, your TV. Finally my TV could, you know, finally do it, you know. Yeah. And it's just weird because I'm like, I already have a version of this like on PC, you know, and NVIDIA G-Sync and shit. Like, I'm like, we already kind of have this already.
It's getting to the point that all these other features are bumping into each other and causing problems.
Because Tony, what about AMD, motherfucker? What about AMD, man? They got FreeSync, man. Respect.
And then you got the Adobe version.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And those two bump into each other and cause
problems. What about Xbox? Did they already have VR?
They already had it.
See, man, that's why Xbox is better. Since launch. You know? What happened? Yeah. Oh, this is launch. So there you go, man. Yeah. Fuck PlayStation. Yeah.
I know that because it was used. It was heavily used as ammo as part of the console
war. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Console war.
I didn't get to see it, but I'm assuming the Xbox guys were like, oh, you ain't getting shit. You ain't getting shit. You know? Like, you only got 15 games, motherfucker. You know? All right, go ahead.
It's good that it's finally getting it. 2 years after it came out, even though it was promised that it was part of the advertisement. Yeah. So
Mark Cerny needed to measure people's eyes.
Oh yeah, he did. He needed to get sculptures of eyes.
Yeah, make sure he needed to detailed retinal patterns in order to implement this.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that it's getting it. Like Tony, I'm lucky to have a TV that supports it.
Yay.
It's probably something that I'm not going to notice too much, especially because do any of the games that I play have that? I'm playing Elden Ring. It's like just 60 frames.
Yeah, it's not part of the list though. You know, Elden Ring, you can see the frame dip sometimes. Though, you know. It does happen.
Oh yeah, but I think that's just
open worldness. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they have a few issues with that and pop-ins.
Yeah.
With the textures and stuff.
You're talking about Popeyes. You know.
Yeah, they got their issues, but like Tony mentioned, it's just a mini ton, so it's not any huge news. Probably the fanboys are gonna go back and forth over this, but it's not something that's going to change my experience.
Yeah, not at this point, at least. I'm going to assume games are going to have it going forward, right? But, Anyway, I want to run down the games that have it. Astro's Playroom, Call of Duty Vanguard, and Black Ops Cold War. Deathloop, Destiny 2, Devil May Cry 5, Dirt 5, Godfall. Why? Spider-Man Remastered, Miles Morales, Ratchet & Clank Rift Apart, Resident Evil Village, Adam's favorite game right here, Tina's Wonderland, Rainbow Six Siege, and Tribes of Midgar. Interesting. Tribes of Midgar, what the fuck is that? I've never heard of that game. But that's cool, you know.
Wait, Tony, you have. It's the game that we've seen that one time, and you like the look of it.
Really?
Let me look this up. Isometric, not Greek.
Oh, it actually came out?
Mythology game. I don't know if it's out yet, but fun fact, it's a free PSN game for next month.
Oh, Brian, they fucked it up. I just looked this game up right now. It says it's a survival game. God damn it. Really? It's a survival game? Hold on. Hold on. Yo, YouTube, you fucking up. So this thing says, when you click on it, it says Tribes of Midgar, and it's listed as a survival game. But when you see its description, it says action role-playing survival. That's a turn off. I like the role playing. I like the action. Survival, not so much.
Survival.
Wait, the game came out already?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Okay. Gearbox made this shit? Or published it, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah, it did.
It came out July of last year. Ain't that about a bitch?
Yeah, it made a really big impact.
Yeah, a huge impact, you know? Game of the year, won awards. that's shit on the game. Anyway, yeah, VR, cool. You know, whatever.
I mean,
there is a
good run.
There is caveat? A caveat that I got made aware of, which I had no idea.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, it doesn't work on all TVs, unfortunately.
Wait, even the ones that are compatible with VR?
Apparently so.
But that's what I was saying. It causes issues.
If my shit don't work, man.
I was like, the first thing I did, remember when I just started turning all of the shits on.
All
these things started happening. Started flickering and all the other, and then I slowly started turning certain things off, seeing which one works well together, and that one had some issues. So I was like,
Tribes of Midgard is going to be a free PlayStation game next month. All right. Anyway, go on. By the way, I was just go ahead, Manny.
I guess Mark Cerny didn't measure the eye frequencies good enough to get this to work.
He failed us, man.
Yeah.
Again. And Adam, I'm surprised Dutch let you down.
It wasn't his fault. It's the TV. It's just how the games work with the TV itself, and it's the feature. if you have that on and you also have Adobe Vision on, and it causes some weird issue. And I had the TV already set in game mode, which is also trying to reduce the latency. So you had that with the VRR, which is also trying to clean the, and it's in the shit. So it hasn't been perfected. I'm sure some games work great on it, but whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
Lucky enough, someone on the internet went through and made a massive list of TVs and monitors which are comparable and are not comparable. So that is available. Tony, you have the LG, is it?
CX.
Yeah. Okay, that is compatible.
Right, better work at my motherfucking TV. Here's the thing about VR, right? Mm-hmm. It's not even a feature I care about, but I'm like Grandpa Simpsons with a social security check. I don't want it. I don't need it. But if they miss one payment, I'll raise hell. Give me that shit, you know? So, yeah, good stuff. All right, what are we talking about next, man? PlayStation creates a new video game preservation team. Also of note, I was talking about this on Twitter. Our boy Hip Hop Gamer showed up like, stay tuned. You know, remember what he talked about? So this news actually comes to us via a new PlayStation hire. He goes, today is my first day as a senior build engineer at PlayStation, working as one of the initial hires for the newly created preservation team. Game preservation was my first career passion, so I'm ecstatic that I get to go back to those roots.
Who is this guy?
His name is called Garrett Fredley. He's just a senior build engineer. He's just, you know, an actual developer, you know?
I mean, let's look a little bit deeper into this guy, because he says he has some history in game preservation.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Let's see what his...
Garrett, what was it?
Garrett Fredley. Let's see what is this guy about. Anyway, but whatever. I think this is tied in with the fact that PlayStation Plus is going to have the old games, right? Via PlayStation Plus or whatever. So maybe this is just me, you know, I hate to use the word speculation. This is me speculating. Perhaps it means that they're going to try to have these games perhaps downloadable and perhaps expand the library. Because even though there are a lot of old games, it's not all the old games. There's still a bunch of stuff missing. So that's what's possible, you know? Very interesting, you know? So what do you guys take on it?
They need to figure out how to just get the PS3 game. That's the best way to preserve that whole section there. Because we already see the PS1s and PS2 and all that. That's it. So figure out 3, man.
Hey, Manny, check it out. If you go to his Twitter, it says... For anyone asking what game preservation is / what I do, I did a GDC talk a few years ago on the subject when I worked at EA. My work is similar, although larger in scope. And the GDC talk is from 2019. So this guy's legit, you know?
Yeah.
This guy's the real deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, like the, yeah, he was doing, it was the NHL games, which, by the way, those games were done very well.
Yeah.
They still do them, yeah.
So cool,
but
you know.
It's good that they're trying to get somebody effectively on this and make an actual investment in these titles. Because come on, guys, that's just money waiting to be made.
Yeah, right there. And again, mind you, this is not a rumor. This is real. This is legit. Sony wouldn't let him just say this. You know, like they were okay with it. Obviously,
he got approval.
Exactly. So pretty cool. I mean, again, you know, there's not really much to say because we don't know what this will entail. But I just suspect that it has something to do with PlayStation Plus and the fact that you're going to be able to access old games on it, you know? So we'll see.
If Sony ever wants to, you know, take care of like the timeline every couple of weeks, they can just announce a classic, you know, PlayStation game. It's like, oh, we got Metal Gear Solid in the PlayStation Plus thing. Well, it's like, oh, you know, we got
it. It would be nice if they could offer a lot of those titles that people have been asking for. We just saw a Digital Foundry doing a whole thing about a 60 frame per second Metal Gear Solid 4 running on PC through emulators.
So,
yep.
Yeah, that's one of the stories I cut. Yeah, but yeah, there you go.
If Sony ever does, you know, for example, Metal Gear Solid 4. That'd be huge news. That'd be the biggest news of a week, of most weeks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they can do that with a couple of those games. And but who knows? Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes those things, you know, they could be too ambiguous. And they might just not be who they think they are.
They'll just make Jumping Flash. Jumping Flash is now available.
That's crazy.
Odin Sphere.
Man, I'm still annoyed over that Astal tweet, man. For a second, I thought they were releasing a fucking game. You know? Yep. Ugh, Sega, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? All right, moving on here. Not more PlayStation news, right? Time-limited game trials now a requirement for PlayStation games priced $34 or higher at wholesale. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. So it says PlayStation Plus. Where am I reading this from? Gamatsu. A PlayStation Plus premium tier seemingly set to have trials for all major games moving forward.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
So now they're
during that trial.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
We don't know. But the thing is, this was something that they should have enacted when they originally did free game trials back in the day.
Yeah.
They were just letting the studios be like, man, okay, we'll do it. You know, they do it all piecemeal. Right, that's why you get garbage. That you got a bunch of garbage. That was a bunch of free game trials. Now they're actually legitimately doing it. But I think the one thing about these free game trials is that they're actually like the full game or something.
Yeah, it's the full
game. It's the full game, just with like a block on top of it. But as I remember with the game trials, it like Luis, the way they currently implemented it when they brought it back is that. It was like 24 hours, but it didn't matter if you were playing the game or not.
Yeah, people were not happy about that, obviously.
And it didn't include download time.
That's what it was.
Yeah, Death Stranding. Yeah.
Yeah, like you know, you had when you download it, you had to start playing right there and then because it wouldn't be around, you know? Man, you're gonna like this story. Some dude on Twitter actually fought me about this, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like I was like, oh, it's kind of interesting that they're doing this version of game trials. Like, what are you talking about? They never had this. So I explained to them that, like, yeah, they did have game trials, right? And they were trying to fight me. And I'm like, just Google it. Leave me alone. Fucking stupid. Something you could actually research.
You can literally, like, on the PlayStation blog, they still have all their old posts.
Yeah.
They have the first, when they first introduced PlayStation Plus, that was one of the things that they had on there.
Yeah. No, but this guy was saying I'm making shit up.
Nope.
Like, and he was so vehement about it. You're wrong. You're wrong. Like, dude, you look like a fucking idiot. Just Google it. You know?
Did somebody retweet it at them?
No, some people got on his ass. Like, dude, you're stupid. You know? Yeah. Like, come on, man. Internet. No,
they did this because, you know, he's probably some young bullshit kid who didn't even grow up with any of this stuff. He grew up in like the last 5 years. He can't remember any. He didn't know any of that shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's one of those forgotten PlayStation things. And the reason why nobody lost their shit because they lost it because nobody gave a shit. There was nothing worthwhile on there.
Yeah.
At least now they're actually putting a stamp on it and saying, okay, the games that you actually would like to play are on here, as opposed to some bullshit like Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, like, for example, God of War. Hey, Ragnarok, there you go. There's a game trial, you know?
Yep.
So that's good, you know? But it's interesting. So it's games over $34. So it's like, if it's like a indie game or something, $20, no game trial required. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, again... Like, because that's what was sort of flooding the free game trials previously.
Oh, a bunch of these little games, yeah.
A bunch of little games, kind of garbage games that nobody really cared about.
Yeah.
And it was a case-by-case basis. Now they have this, you know, this mandate that every single one of these guys have to at least have this.
Yeah.
So now, you know, because again, games are getting fucking expensive, especially with Sony charging, what, $70 now, right? Yep. You know, you want to see what you're in for now.
Yeah, no, especially because of that, you know. All right, what the fuck? Did I go to the wrong spot?
Also, I find it just kind of weird, the fact that this is behind which level, right? Yeah, premium. So
yeah.
If you don't have premium, then you get fuck all. So effectively, these are paid trials that you get, which is really
fucking there's nothing free about these game trials, by the way.
Yeah, they're not. I don't think they're listed as free game trials. I think they're just game trials, you know?
Yeah, they don't call them free game trials.
Just the idea that they're charging so much for game trials, like, really? And it's just 2 hours. And if you think about that, in most games, that's just enough to get through the prologue, and that's it. So, yeah. Like, and if it, Horizon and if 2 or something? Like, what? 2 hours will get you, like, a bunch of cutscenes and, like, 5 minutes of gameplay, if that.
And if it's a Kojima game, it's just a cutscene.
It's just a cutscene.
Yeah, so it's just kind of like... Nah, it needs to be more than 2 hours. I mean, again, if they're charging that much for it, it should be like 6 hours or something, or 4 hours, not two. Like, that's not enough. I mean, on Steam, you can literally buy the game, play it for less than, I think it's 2 hours, they have it or something, and then ask Steam for like a refund, and then they'll give you your money back.
If you played like 2 hours, or if you've had it for 14 days unplayed.
Yeah, so you can effectively just get literal free trials for free. Yeah. Yeah, it's just weird to me. Like, the time limit just seems a bit too small for my liking.
What do you think would be a good amount of time, Brian?
4 hours or something like that. Something to actually get you in and hooked. Because I don't think 2 hours is enough to get you in and hooked.
Or even if it has chapters, one chapter. And they get to pick the
chapter. Yeah, I think it should depend on the type of game. Because some games you could beat in 5 hours, you know? So you got to be careful. So I would think like open world game, obviously, you know, you probably want a good chunk, maybe 10 hours or something, right? But like if it's something small, like you could crank that shit out in less than 2 hours or something, you know? So I don't know. I think 2 hours is fair, because 4 hours, you could beat a game in 4 hours, some games, you know? But in a perfect world, it would be situational.
It's at the highest tier. They should put it on the lowest tier.
Oh, game trials?
Game trials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'm not subscribing to you either way. I'm good with what I got, you know?
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's move on here. What are we talking about now? Oh, this has been a while since we've done this. NPDs. You down with NPD? Yeah, you know me.
You know me.
All right, man. So March NPD results. So hardware, the number one selling console, no surprise, the Nintendo Switch. You know, which has, I think it hasn't lost its place for years, hasn't it? It's just always there because it's the cheapest, obviously, you know?
But and it's easiest to get.
Huh? Yeah, it is easy to guess.
Easiest to get.
Number two, got a twist. Got a twist. It is not the PlayStation 5.
Oh, no.
It's the Steam Deck. Let's go.
Damn.
No, it's Xbox Series. Just Xbox Series. Because they count them both as one, you know? And apparently, and we'll talk about this a little bit, so this is actually the best March that Xbox has had in 11 years. Very interesting. And obviously, PlayStation 5, number three, because we can't find this shit. And then the top 10 games, no surprise, number one, Elden Ring. So we got Elden Ring, number one, Gran Turismo 7, number two, Kirby Forgotten Land, number three, MLB The Show, number four, Horizon Forbidden West, number five, Pokemon Legends Atreus. Yes, I'm calling it Atreus. I don't care. Number six, WWE 2K22. Number seven.
Oh, yeah.
Mario Kart 8 DX. Okay. Because they put it together. It's Mario Kart 8 DX. Number eight, Call of Duty Vanguard. Number nine, and SOP Final Fantasy. Or that fucking bullshit game. Number 10.
Prince of Paradise.
Ryan loves it.
Yeah.
That it horse is shit. Better than I thought it would be.
There's your NPDs, man. Good on Xbox. Good on Xbox. Because they actually have consoles available.
They have consoles out on the fucking market.
Isn't that, like, sad that that's the barrier of entry now? Like, hey, what determines the best-selling console? The ones that you could actually buy in a store. Isn't that insane?
The one that you could buy in a store. And it's not even the high-end one.
It's like, not.
It's literally, like, it's only slightly above the PlayStation 4 and the last Xbox. So, but I guess, you know, again, the call right there is like people want to play these new games, and that's the only game in town that you can play these new games on. You know?
No, you're right. Very interesting.
We had a conversation last weekend where the question was, Who do you think benefited the most from these console shortages? Just the shortages in general.
That's a good question.
And I said Xbox because...
I said that too.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be in the position that they're in right now if it wasn't for the shortages, because they're, you know, people want to get consoles. You know, there's people can't... Some people can't wait for a PlayStation 5 to eventually show up or be in the hunt.
This is like the 360 PS3, but... In a weird twist version of it, because that was the other thing. They wanted to make sure they got the console out before the PS3, and they did, and they got that market early. And now we have something like that happening with a shortage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And apparently and this is just North America, but apparently, throughout this entire year, 2022, however long we've had, I think it's been outselling them for that long.
Yeah.
So that's crazy, man. It's, you know, the Wii is number one, obviously, because, you know, they've, you know, Wiis have been around, even though they do shortages as well. More artificial shortages, but yeah, it's crazy. Xbox series consoles are doing really good.
And it's interesting because if you think about it, Xbox doesn't have anything. You know, they really don't. In terms of new games.
Well, no, they don't. Like, baseball, I mean, Halo.
The baseball, but... like you said, it was part of that the MPDs right there. That baseball game, it's on there. A lot of people like it, and that's part of Game Pass. So,
yeah. That is a good incentive.
Or pay $70. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that,
you know, that's how they're going to get you with Call of Duty in the future. Watch.
Oh yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. But oh yeah, I guess that makes sense. But yeah, it's just.
But it's like, you know, people got that itch. They hear about, they want these new new console, and who's the only game in town? It's the Xbox Series S.
Yeah.
Today, they just added NBA 2K22 on there. So people that are now watching the playoffs.
Yeah, a bunch of sport heads.
Basketball. Yeah, sport heads. I'm like, oh, shit, should I go buy it? You know, it's like, well, it's on Game Pass. Now it's version.
Yeah. Again, dude's got that FOMO. They're like, I need that console. I need that console. Yeah, I need that thing. Exactly. It's crazy, man. Interesting. All right, moving on here. Okay, so the Activision Blizzard shareholders approve Microsoft acquisition by 98%.
Okay.
Interesting because I remember, somebody had to give me a screenshot because motherfucker blocked me. Jason Schreier was talking about how he was like, it would be interesting if it wasn't approved, you know? But yeah, there you go. It's not finalized yet, obviously. It's just the shareholders approved it. You know,
that was a big hurdle right there.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the money. So.
No, I mean, yeah, like as long as they're getting the money, and then also this acquisition is also probably going to make them a shitload of money, unless Microsoft is buying them all outright, right?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
like I don't know if it's all outright, but the majority shareholders it is, and it's interesting because. Twitter sold recently, and they're both public companies, and both of them are selling at way higher, at way higher value than they are currently. You know, currently we're going through a freaking shithole in the stock market, I think a lot of these prices for Activision, for Twitter, they're going for pretty good price, so the shareholders are going to make while people are losing money, they're going to be making a lot of money from this.
Yeah. Those Twitter shareholders could, when Elon came with that money, he just like, all right, take it.
Yeah, all that grandstand. Oh, that's a whole other topic, but when that happened, I was like, fuck, I wish I wasn't like away right now because I was entertaining, you know. Dudes lost their mind. It was like when a certain somebody became the president. It was like, oh, gee, you guys are really losing it right now. You know,
it's either the devil bought Twitter or Jesus bought Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. To me, it was just like because Elon's a fucking troll. You know,
what if it's Devil Jesus?
Devil Jesus.
It's Devil Jesus.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously the deal isn't finalized yet, but the fact that shareholders approved it. You know, it goes along. Obviously, you still got to deal with FTC and all that, you know? Because remember, they were like, yo, what's going on here? Well, you're buying the companies, you'll buy companies, you know?
Money talks, and those thing shareholders have money to pay people off to make sure they get their cut. So everybody gets a little.
Yeah. By the way, I forgot to give my dude a shout out. So I was on the Platform Podcast. Remember those guys? You know, where we met Big Mike. So I was on. I was. It was a one-on-one interview with. He called himself BitCloud Gaming. He's the host of the show and stuff. And I talked about that. It's like as long as even if there's only, you know, this is a hypothetical right now, right? Let's just say companies in America or the West start gobbling each other up, and there's only like a couple left. That's still enough for there not to be a monopoly. Think about it like this, right? Name me five credit card issuers.
There's Chase. There's Bank of America.
No, I'm talking about Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. Name another one.
Oh, you're just talking about the technology, not credit card issuers.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. It's like just because there's four, so that's not a monopoly. You know what I'm saying? So basically, if there's only four game companies, it's not going to happen, obviously. That's technically not a monopoly. You know what I'm saying? So these mergers are going to keep happening. I think with FCC, they just got in it because Microsoft just bought these two big ones back to back. You know,
you remember in New York, it just had Time Warner Cable forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there was another one that was not of really available, but kind of available. So,
RTA had one in certain apartment buildings.
Yeah.
To deal with it.
But yeah, so again, because some people do think, like, oh, this is going to be just one game company to rule them all. No, it's not going to happen like that. But I understand the worry about how it will only have like maybe five or six giant game companies, and that's it, and then a bunch of little guys under them, so we'll see.
Wait for Ubisoft to sell.
Yeah, that's going on right now too, very interesting. Remember, there were, because what was it, I think it was Vivendi, right, was trying to buy them. Vivendi, yeah, for some reason I want to say Virgin because of the V, but yeah, Vivendi. and Ubisoft tried to do everything in its power to not be sold. Now Ubisoft is trying to sell itself, if I understand the situation correctly.
It was some insider guys just that work there saying that things are kind of rough right now. They wouldn't be surprised if
they can't buy his boat this month, man, Yves Guillemot.
He's stepping down. That was the other rumor of that link to that be part of it.
No, I cannot be part of this. I will leave Ubisoft. I will only come back if Michel Ancel comes back. Make more Rayman.
I'm gonna leave Ubisoft so I can be Ubisoft strong.
I'm not soft. Ubisoft.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to JNL Game NYC, man. He's in the chat right now. What's going on, brother?
Yo. Shout out, man.
Yeah. All right, let me see. What do you said here? Honestly, though, at least in Japan, China as well, power isn't why they buy consoles or play games. Most of the games they play don't have the graphical fidelity. Yeah, that's true. That's a whole other conversation, but it's true. They play games for different reasons, but yeah, good stuff. All right, we'll see what happens with this Activision stuff. When is this supposed to really be finalized? Is it in next year?
I mean, 2020.
Next year, around fiscal end year.
Yeah. Also, year end. Do you think that's when they're going to change the name of the Xbox showcase? Because this year, it was announced already. Xbox Bethesda again, So are they going to call it the Xbox Bethesda Activision Blizzard?
That's what I put up my tweet. I'm like, it's crazy.
Xbox Metaverse.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, God. No.
It makes sense, but I still don't understand why they did it with the Xbox and Bethesda. I guess because Bethesda is going to do a lot of heavy lifting this year. Oh,
you already know they will be, yeah.
Mm-hmm, especially with Starfield and all that.
There's a lot of studios that have been real quiet. They better have something to show off.
Well, they got to have something. I think this is telling also that maybe Microsoft won't announce much from their other studios. Maybe nothing from the Initiative or 343. Obviously, 343. They're probably announced freaking co-op or some bullshit like that, or the Forge. But I think Bethesda is going to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
I thought this was just a separate Bethesda one that they were still doing. They still in August still do their normal Microsoft Xbox presentation. They didn't say they weren't doing that one.
Well, this is the quote unquote E3 one, right? The E3 placeholder
for Bethesda. I didn't.
No, it's Xbox and it's called Xbox and Bethesda Showcase.
Yeah, it's not just, I have a feeling they're still going to do their normal one to cover the other 17 studios that they own. I can't imagine they're like, this is all we got, the Bethesda and their studios, but all the other ones,
Oh, no. So this one, so just think about this as their E3 presentation. Obviously, there's no more E3, but
Bethesda's version of what they used to
do. No, Xbox and Bethesda. Xbox is going to show their games as well. But Bethesda, since Bethesda is a huge ass name that's got a whole bunch of studios within itself, then they're putting the name so it can sound better. They're not, it could have been called the Xbox press conference because technically everything is under Xbox.
Did the same thing last year. It's called the same thing.
Yeah, it's called the same thing this year, but I'm wondering in the future if it's going to be called the Xbox, Bethesda, Microsoft, all that shit, Activision Blizzard show.
Could be.
That'd be hilarious. Like, how long is this name going to get,
The Xbox family or Metaphor, they're going to throw it under one name.
Yeah, they definitely need to consolidate that name.
Yeah, consolidated. Like, all these companies are being consolidated into one, Oh, man. Yeah, because Xbox, like, no, y'all belong to us now. You don't get to keep your names anymore.
You know, call it the Phil Spencer show.
Yeah, right. Hey, it's Phil Spencer over here.
Hey, you know? Spencer.
Yo, by the way, I went to the Mob Museum. That shit was lit, man. That shit was crazy. But Carlos, the last floor though, because you start off on the top floor, right? The history of the mob. It comes down. You know what the last floor was? It was us, bro. You know, Escobar and shit. All the Spanish drugs done. It's like, motherfucker. You know?
I'm like, that shit hit too close to home, man.
You know, I get down there. I start seeing my uncles and shit. I'm like, fuck. Shit. Here we go. Damn. You know?
It's like, you're all like Al Capone and all these dudes, you know, Lucky Luciano. And it's like, okay. Yeah. It's like, Pablo Escobar, I was like, shit.
Like, here we go, you know? Here we go. Yeah, El Chapo, like, oh, fuck, here we go. Like, that shit happened last year.
Why?
You know? Like, El Chapo, man, before I got the same mustache my dad had. Fuck. Oh, man. At least they threw some Russian guys in one corner. That was good, at least, you know? The Russian mob, but it's like, bruh. All right. Yo, it's funny because, you know, the Hispanic, you know, like mobsters, they make the Italian guys look like a bunch of pussies. Let's be real, you know?
Oh.
Brutal motherfuckers. You know that, man. All right. Anyway. Yeah. Go ahead.
Where was that mob museum?
It was in the old Vegas. It was like literally down the street from, we were staying at the downtown Grand Hotel, right down the block, you know?
Nice. And did that's you see where we the had light this, show?
The light show? They're in Fremont, right?
It's at the top.
Nice. Yeah, shit was dope. So at the mob museum, I didn't fully dress up, but everybody was dressed like gangsters and shit, like 1920s and stuff. And that's why I got that hat, you know.
Now you're fully Dominican.
Yeah, right. No, hang on. And then I went to the gift shop, right, to buy the hat, and I saw they had, you know, bullets with your name on it, right? So I'm like, they gotta have Tony in this bitch. Obviously, right, Tony. Hey, Tony Montana, you know? Hey. No Tony whatsoever.
They weren't sold out.
I'm like, what? They probably were sold out. So I'm like, hold on. What's Tony short for? Antonio, right? Right there. Bam. Bought the bullet, you know?
Bought the bullet?
I bought the bullet. So
would you say you bit the bullet?
I did not bite the bullet, but I should, you know?
Isn't that possibly,
the funny thing is when I bought it, they were like, yo, make sure you got it. You got to check this in with TSA. They're going to think it's real. Check this shit in, right? I threw it in there, you know, and they didn't say nothing.
Well, you need a gun either way.
They're stupid. I'm like, as long as I keep it in a package that clearly says Mob Museum, we're good, you know? But yeah, good stuff, man. All right. What are we talking about next here? Carlos, man.
Oh.
I guess we're finally going to play Halo Infinite in August. It's finally getting co-op, man.
Oh, man.
I know. That's when it's reported to be coming.
And that's the thing.
Big Guadalupe.
and that with the season two, it's like by that point it'll be up to like season three or four.
That shit, whack, man.
And that's just. There's no word of Forge yet, right? Just co-op.
I don't have it here, but they did say something about Forge that is coming apparently as well. You know.
Did you see
season two starts on November 7th? Go ahead.
Did you guys see the press release? I don't know. I don't think we talked about this, but 343 released a press release like a week ago where they're like talking about, oh, you know, all of these things that we're developing, it takes time and could, because we're thinking about the health of our developers or of our team. And I'm like, there we go. You guys know what pisses me off more than anything. It's like when the Rona is used to excuse everything, even 2 years after Rona even started.
Oh no,
and
Carlos,
they're doing it again.
Yeah, this bit of news actually does come from that update that they released.
Oh really?
Yeah. So yeah, you're right about that. They talk about I was like, come on, bro, come on, really?
They're avoiding the truth that we all know. Remember all the people that left? They had a lot of people leave that studio, so I'm sure there's holes all over for certain departments. And right now, it looks like all the holes were handling the co-op.
Yeah. So it says that co-op is being worked on, and that's going to be that it would the news comes directly following the acknowledgement that the game type would not make it into season two's launch. So people are guessing it's going to come before that. But what if it comes afterwards? You know, what about that?
Yeah,
that should have been a day one.
It's been a day one feature since the beginning, bruh.
It's not a fucking Halo game without co-op.
Yeah.
And even like that, like it's it's not a complete game without co-op. It's part. It's something that's promised for the game. How can you not release it, that pivotal feature, on day one when the game, when you're trying to, when most people have the attention of the game? It's fucking nuts. It's so fucking bad. You know, it's backwards what they did with that shit. You know,
the game should have been delayed again.
Oh yeah.
You know, because you said the shit wasn't ready.
They didn't clarify why. When remember you?
Better why?
Carlos, you remember when they first said, "Listen,
Yo, Carlos, you remember? You remember?"
He remembers because we were following it, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna have one part of this game ready for the holiday." Because that was the thing, right? Are they gonna this game to part of it? And they wanted to focus on the multiplayer because you know that's where the money is really going by. So they did that,
free to play and all that. Yeah.
But then they were like, "Don't worry, we were able to figure it out and squeeze the cane." So it's there. But it's half-assed without the co-op. For that, just hold off on all that. They should have just held off and just said, hey, all multiplayer. So when the campaign launches, then everybody can jump in, do co-op and all the other stuff. But now, I know a lot of people that got tired of waiting. They threw it themselves. I was like, how was it? They're like, I don't know. Maybe I'll jump in with some other. I was like, there you go. It's ruined. It's like a movie coming out and you're holding it because you're waiting for it on streaming. Which is months and months later, and then when it finally does come out, you already know about it. Everybody spilled the
beans. Yeah, it's I've been saying this for a while now, and 343 has not done anything near a good job with this franchise, and this might just be the nail in the coffin. I don't know, and I honestly don't know how it's how the game is doing in terms of, you know, microtransactions and free to play and how it's. You know, we saw. I think Brian mentioned this, that the Master Chief Collection has more Twitch viewers than Halo Infinite at one time. I think I'm done with 343.
It's funny. I think it was Forbes wrote a editorial talk about it's like, yo, give this franchise to somebody else. Like even the major sites are going, yo, nah. Like it is true. They're fucking up. They've been fucking up. It's
give it to the coalition.
Yeah, give it the coalition. You know, Richard Bailey Jr. Man, he'll do that shit, right? You know.
Oh yes. I can get co-op.
But give it to the coalition. Give it to Bethesda. Give it to somebody. But don't give it to 343. They clearly are not fit for it. You know. Although it'll be ironic. Imagine if they take that shit away from 343. They're named after Halo. Right.
Yeah. Quite literally.
What I was thinking is they just rebranded. They're like, you know what? We're going
they
to
could do that.
Structure 343, and now it's going to be called Wendy's Playhouse or whatever.
Or the Avatar Makers.
Take all the developers that wanted some of the projects, the absurd amount of studios that they have, and then just give it a new name, and like, there you go.
I mean, you know, speaking about the coalition, right? Weren't they Black Tusk before? So they could do that.
Yeah. They've done it. Yeah, they've done it.
It's true.
So I think they have to. And it's funny because we've talked about this on Throwdown. We've been asked questions about this. I think it's time, man. They fucked up. They fucked this game up. This game was supposed to be very, very important for the Xbox Series X, right? I launched, never came out. And then when the game comes out, it's fucking incomplete, you know? So what do we have here? You know? It's crazy. And it's sad that the only Halo thing that people seem to like is the show, and the show's all fucked up because it's not even sticking to the lore, you know? So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, 343 has to do something. It all has to do with management. It just seems like everything has been mismanaged by that. And, you know, I guess it starts with Phil Spencer and, you know, and the upper management of that studio. And, you know, seeing how the initial feedback is with the initiative and they're, you know, we've seen stories about them. It's like, are they going to go through the way of 343 or maybe even worse? It's going to be interesting. And they're also another team working on a prior IP, you know, Fable. So things not looking good for them, man.
Yeah, no, it's not. So we'll see, man. All right. Go ahead, Brian.
Could it be an issue with Bonnie Ross?
Could be. I think so. I think I've said this before. I think she needs to go. She clearly isn't handling this thing right at all, you know? So maybe replace her, maybe somebody, you know, else, because I'm sorry, she ain't getting it done. Let's just be real here. When things like this happen, you got to go to the top, right? You know? So,
yeah.
I don't know.
How don't you release also, co-op?
Also, Carlos, I decided to have a look at the numbers because I'm bored. Master Chief Collection has 633. Halo Infinite has 1,400, so it seems to bounce back again. Fair enough.
Don't call it a comeback.
And in case anyone is ever wondering how many that other game has, it's a flat zero.
Oh. Ooh. Damn. Oh my god, that is sad.
Is Elden Ring still near the top?
It's sort of, not quite. I'm second, I think. Third, sorry. Third. It's in the top 10, I would say that much. Because it's not... Because the thing's not... Okay, viewers, thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I don't know, it's like 11, sorry. So it's behind Final Fantasy, Diablo 2. Okay, fair,
oh,
fair enough.
Oh, shit.
Overwatch 2, Fortnite, Apex, the usual. Overwatch. The all Battle Royale, by the looks of it. Ew. Like Overwatch, Apex, Fortnite, League, and of course, your boy is number one.
Oh,
somehow,
man.
The most viewed game is the game that everyone has.
You mean, wait,
how? I don't know.
GTA, really?
Of course. What else is it?
Oh, my God, what the fuck?
Because it just came out on the...
They do have a new... Yeah, they do have something
series
new.
Series version.
It came out already? The remaster?
Has like,
oh, yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
has like six copies of that.
Yeah. Damn, man. I've been missing this shit.
It's all right. It looks good. But then again, if you play the PC version...
Yeah, that is... Yeah,
this
man.
Is it. And that's... I beat on the PC also. So, I mean, it's great on console. It's faster because of the SSD. You know, everything pops in. Remember when you would go to the... It's just like two clicks of a button and 5 seconds.
Wild. All right, man. Oh, we have here. Last story of the night. Oh.
Uh-oh,
right.
The night.
Call of Duty, the Call of Duty player base has declined by 50 million users over the past year. Uh-oh, trouble in paradise, what? Adam. Trouble in paradise, Adam. What's going on?
I said it, and that's the thing, because I love my Call of Duty. For the Coalition, I cover all of them, and when Vanguard came out, I played it, finished it, and I'm like, this is some whack shit. The storytelling was horrible. They just scrapped everything that they did in Cold War, which gave you choices and different paths, multiple endings. They were going in a cool direction, at least for the campaign and with the multiplayer. But, man, they scrapped all of that, and they went back to this World War II setting and following certain characters and just bringing that element. People just, that fatigue, they're like, no, I don't want this. I want something else. So everybody's sticking in Warzone, but you don't need, we talked about that, it's free. You don't need to buy Call of Duty. You didn't need Vanguard to play that. So people aren't doing it. They have to figure out what to do to bring it back. And that was another reason why they decided to take
it
off.
They're bringing it back with fucking Godzilla, you know, apparently.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Godzilla's. They've always thrown for it. We had, it was the last one. We had Rambo, Bruce Willis show up, you know, characters. But now we got a monster.
Two monsters, so, Godzilla and King Kong. I don't know how they.
I don't know. They'll figure it out. They'll figure something out.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw a meme, like, it had Godzilla, but with a machine gun. You know? Oh, it's crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's, like, on a skyscraper, like, shoot and fight it. That type.
Yeah. But it's like, how do you fight Godzilla with regular guns? That doesn't work, you know? Like, that's the whole point of Godzilla. He's indestructible with, like, regular shit. You need the oxygen destroyer or something. I don't know, man.
You got to call in a nuke strike or something. Huh?
Yeah.
I'll figure something. Either way, that's going to be creative. But, again, that's Warzone.
Yeah.
That's Warzone. That's it. You don't need to go buy a Call of Duty game.
I thought you did.
No, Warzone is free.
I thought you had to buy Modern Warfare.
No, not anymore. None of that stuff. That interesting. Is, they separated. So now you can just go and download.
Okay, that's cool. Need it.
Yeah.
Free to
it's
play.
It's a free to play game in a way. So.
Yeah. That sounds exactly like a free to play game, actually.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's it on consoles. So we'll see.
Yeah. It's funny, one of my former editors, Matthew from PC Mag, he's right. He's like, the most expensive games are free to play. He's right, because you pay a lot of money, all that microtransactions and shit, you know?
You buy in. People like, I hear
because people like, oh, it's free, whatever, you know? Throw a dollar here, you know, and then, you know.
It's all about getting you hooked, and that's what happens. People jump in, like, oh, it's free. I just want a running gun. $23 in pads of one because they get used to it. And then, well, the battle pass, and they want to get the items. It's always in use. Every time you load up the game, big splash, new items, it'll pass, can earn it, and you got to do all these gold headshots. Or you could just throw it a few bucks, and then poof, you got all it right off the bat, and go and experience this and try this. And it, over time, it, to the point, why not? And that's what they want. They want you to, why not? I didn't pay for it, right? I didn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, actually, no, we do have another Call of Duty thing here. Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, Modern Warfare
2. What's this about? Is this like the equivalent of like 2019's Modern Warfare?
It's that version. It's going, yeah, it's okay. Continuing from that one.
Gotcha.
You know, but a lot of people got confused because they use the same font, they use the same audio, the same colors. What the hell are you doing? Just call it something else. And they're like, we did. It's MW2. What? Wow. It's right there. It's MW. We don't say Modern Warfare 2. We put MW and it's a 2. That's yeah. It's like, all right, whatever, man.
It's like the Vanilla Ice explanation, you know? Yeah. It's not the same.
But the way they see it is based off of install base from all the other games. They're like, our audience, our community knows. So they know what they follow it. So this, and then I saw a lot of people again jumping. I was like, oh, I bet you this one's going to be exclusive. No. This one's on all platforms. Yeah. This one already in development was already. And of course, if we listen to Uncle Phil and what he said, even the next one will still be. That's not going to happen. But yeah, this officially will be the last one after they take their 2-year break or whatever amount of time. For the restructure, just try to. It's sort of like what we saw with Ubisoft with Assassin's Creed, where then once they started seeing a decline and they're like, things aren't going great, the ratings views aren't coming positive, let's take a step back. And it took that year to redo everything, and it sort of worked. Went back with Origin. Now they need to take another break because Valhalla is.
Yeah, that's right. That's crazy.
You know, yeah, Call of Duty. But this is the thing, and also with the whole Call of Duty, it's really divided with all this because there's also a part that says stop making all the Call of Duty, just keep building on Warzone because there's a lot of people that just live on it. You see, with Fortnite.
Yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they didn't care that Fortnite, if you think about it, was not the actual game of Fortnite. Remember, you were supposed to build your fort and defend, and now it was that type of game. They cut that and made a battle royale, and that's all people wanted. So.
And now they took out the fucking building aspect of it, you know? So it's they're stripping it down even more.
Yeah. So you have a divide into people that like the multiplayer stuff and with a campaign. It's like me. I like all that stuff. And then you have the others like, I don't care about that. I just want Warzone. I just like doing the battle pass. Yeah. I like grabbing my buddies and went around and running shop and stuff. So now the community is divided. And that's the other problem. So, yeah. Sales are down, but sales are also up when it comes to the microtrans and everything for Warzone.
Yeah.
But the base game itself, and we'll see.
Basically the user base is down, but the revenue is still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even though they have less users, the people there are still spending money.
But the other thing was Vanguard actually had the lowest player base in the history of all of it. At least that's the reports that are coming in. Based off of the service that they
even use. Lower than the space game,
even lower than the space
game. Wow, that's it's crazy. Like,
because at the time, the space game still didn't have Warzone, wasn't there?
Infinite Warfare, right? What's it called?
Yeah, Infinite Warfare. Yeah. There was no other version to play.
If you want
to play,
that's right. That's right.
Call of Duty, you got Warzone now. So it's like, shit, I don't want to play this. I don't like these guns. I don't want any of this. Or two crap. I want to do, all right, then just go in and you could use a modern
war. Yeah. Makes sense.
So yeah, exactly. And it's got everything in there. And it's free.
Yeah. Can't be free. All right, man. That's it for the news. So let's wrap up with games we've been playing. I'll wait for Adam to take a sip. All right. you can start us off, man. What games have you been playing lately?
Damn, Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Still running through that. WWK22. I just did coverage of Banzai DLC.
Nice. They
have 5 DLC packs coming. Cool. Got Yona, Invocation, all that. But what's cool, and I hope other games, whenever they character packs, they give a backstory and then they have other commentary linked to certain things that just randomly happen, like key matches. So Yokozuna had a historic match against Bret the Hitman Hart, WrestleMania 9, right? A lot of people remember this was a big swerve. Hulk Hogan wants to come and that bullshit happened. So I said, you know what? I want to recreate that match. The commentators bring that up. They mention it. It's not like they're dead and like, oh, these are legends. It's as if they're active now. It's like, oh, they're going to rekindle their fire. Remember that WrestleMania 9 match? Hmm. Yeah, that was crazy. They have a lot of bad blood between them. And I was like, oh, that's all. I hope they do that for all the other ones. I've been playing that and replaying a lot of the Telltale games.
Oh, really?
On Game Pass, just doing it. And also because of Tales of the Borderlands. I don't know if you heard about that one, but now 2K is going to handling Tales of the Borderlands 2.
Interesting.
So they confirmed that they're working on it. So it's not going to be Telltale's doing it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love that game. That was a fun one. Because remember that one, like Cowboy Bebop?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, all right. So got that coming and playing Streets 4 again.
Nice.
To go through Mr. X and Survival. You know, again.
Yeah, I still need to do that DLC.
It's good. It's a challenge. They throw a lot of random stuff at from perks and stuff. It's fun. It's fun. And you got the additional. Well, you got Turtles that's coming.
Yeah.
Do something else that I would. And FIFA. Playing a lot of FIFA. I still do the FIFA. Ooh. And I have not bought a single in Ultimate Team.
I got
a 90. So I haven't had a deal with any of that stuff. So yes, you can play Ultimate.
So okay. So that means we need to play the Thin Lizzy song. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
And then, that's... Oh, and Borderlands 3. I do that every Friday and Saturday night. Me and some buddies are running through that one. The same crew that I started doing all the other games
with. Yeah, yeah.
Finish them.
And that's then, what's up.
They went wild, man.
Cool. All right, Brian, have you been playing any games lately?
Yes, indeed. I actually finished Stranger Paradise last week.
Oh, this week. Yeah. What'd you think?
It starts off a bit dumb, as you've heard. But towards the end, it actually turns into like a proper... Well, I say proper. It turns into something poignant, and it's...
Interesting. It's,
yeah, it gets serious at the end, which is really like a weird tonal shift. Because again, the start just feels like it's just dumbness. It's like, okay, this is weirdness, makes no sense. But then at the end, they kind of like, okay, this is why everything at the start makes sense. They still don't explain why the main guy has an iPhone and Bluetooth speakers. It's they still have not explained that, which is great, I guess. But it's quite heartwarming in a weird way. So I guess if you really want a story, you kind of have to play it through the end, which is kind of a bit but yeah, the combat is definitely fun. I loved all the different classes and unlocking stuff, but towards the end, it just gets grindy. Like, I quit after like the main story because I seen the grind, and it's like, so you want me to replay all the missions again on harder difficulties to get a chance to get the good items to get builds? Like,
oh,
no.
Fuck that shit.
Like, I am grinding to unlock gear so that I can grind better. Cool. I'm gone. But yeah. Would I recommend it? It's a hard sell, to be fair. I guess if you enjoy the Neo games, you might enjoy this. As I've heard that the combat is similar to like Neo 2. Apart from that, I'd say you buy it because you have a curiosity as to just how stupid like the first two-thirds of the game is. Which is, it is just pure stupidity and, like, memes and Jack just not giving a fuck, which is brilliant. Because, again, the main character just doesn't care about the story, and it's kind of weird and refreshing.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because I played that demo when that first came out. I'm like, this is fucking dumb, you know? I didn't like the story. I thought the graphics were fucking ugly. I didn't like the combat. I didn't like anything about it. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I'll stay away from this shit.
I don't know why they chose... pretty much one of the worst levels for like the demo, because when you go through like the rest of them, they look a lot nicer and they have color in them, which is weird. But the first level, which is the demo, is just meh.
It's bad. Just, yeah,
it's weirdly muted. So yeah, it's just weirdly inconsistent. So I guess get it if it's like dollar store, like bargain bin type stuff, and you just want to enjoy a game that's just pure stupidity and makes no sense until like the last third.
Yeah, like if they somehow like make the stupidity relevant, like that'd be that'd be an accomplishment.
No, stupidity kind of just doesn't really make sense. It still boggles my mind, like, why does he have an iPhone? Like, it they don't explain
Final
that.
Fantasy,
he just has an iPhone
and Linkin Park playing. It's like, what?
I mean, there's a point towards the end where, like, he gives the iPhone to someone and say, oh, you like this song, so why don't you listen to it? And then the person uses the iPhone to, like, recreate the song using a guitar. And it's like,
okay. What?
Didn't we play that in another game? Was it The Last of Us or something that we had to play as the guitar song? You had to play it out or you couldn't advance? Yeah, it was a
Last of Us 2. Yeah, in Last of Us 2, you had to play guitar in that one,
you had to play it.
It's a game if you just really don't care. It's a popcorn game, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you enjoy just bullshit nonsense and the main character just being a complete asshole to everyone, then yeah, it's a fun experience. But if you want like a poignant story about things and philosophical ideas and themes, then not so much.
All right, fair enough. As for myself, I finished playing Elden Ring right before I went to Vegas. Very happy about that. The platinum, your boy, you know. So right now I'm on a game, bit of a game break. I have the Star Wars game. I may play it. The thing is like, I played this like 20 years ago on, you know, on PS2. But you know, this has the new movies, which I don't care for very much, but,
It's got voice acting.
Yeah, when I played, didn't have any voice acting in it. So I may play that if I feel, you know, the need for it, but I don't really feel like playing any games right now. I'm good, you know? So yeah, nothing for me. Man, you don't have anything either, do you? You're recuperating, no, so, you know.
Yeah, I was recuperating. I was thinking of playing something, but it's very difficult for me to stand up or sit in certain positions. So
yeah, you let the people know, right? On the last episode, what was going
oh,
on?
Oh no, I actually didn't know.
Whoa.
I didn't let them know.
Got to update actually you, had Sony.
I actually had a umbilical. Literally after we did the show, the day on Monday, I had an umbilical hernia operation. So yeah, that's what happened. So I've been recuperating for the last week. That's why I sound a little bit hoarse right now, because, you know, they stick a giant air tube down your throat when you get an operation and you kind of sound like.
How long was the procedure?
They said it was 2 hours. I mean, because I don't know.
Under.
I mean,
yeah,
it was under. So, but yeah, I mean, and it seems to go well. Today's like the first day I was able to actually sit behind my desk and do some work. I was actually working from my bed. I did a couple of, because I'm working on something.
Yeah.
And I did a few meetings like the day after and all that stuff. Just, you know, in the bed.
There you go, man. That's good. I'm glad you were recuperating all that.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, now my guts are all in place and
yay,
all good.
Stay where you are, guts.
Yeah, right? The crazy thing about, like, hernias and stuff is that there's nothing. You can get it. Doesn't matter. Like, this... Yeah. It's a common one is getting it in your belly button where you're, you know, that's what umbilical hernias are, what give you the babies like an outie belly button. It's literally a portion of their intestines sticking out of their body.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the inside of their body through their skin, not through their skin, but like, you know, it's crazy.
So would you say that your guts aren't going berserk anymore?
Yeah.
No, they're not going berserk anymore. maybe my operation was very similar to that. Well, crazy thing is my doctor did sort of use a controller to do this operation. They didn't cut me open.
Yo, man.
It was an uninvasive. Yeah. So he was playing, what was that game? Surgeon Simulator.
Yay.
So there you go. And he was an actual surgeon.
Was he using a Steam controller? Like a webcam? And he's like, in England, hold on. I got a good connection.
No, I got to talk to him everything. He was right in front of me.
Okay. There wasn't an input lag or nothing, right?
There was no input lag.
You got to update that software, you know?
There was no input lag at all. You know, like he wasn't swinging the intestines around in the air like you could do in Surgeon Simulator.
He wasn't doing any fanboy videos while you were under, was he? You
know? No, yeah.
And then wake up with a switch. Imagine that.
Hey, see, I'm a real doctor, motherfuckers. Look at my patient over there.
See, man, that is the scariest thing. Because, like, you're like, think about it. Like, you, when you go under, you don't know what happened.
No, you don't.
Until they bring you back up. So they could do anything they want. And this motherfucker's saying, hey, I'm a real motherfucker. Look at me. This is my patient. This is all his information. Fucking crazy.
Dumbass. Yeah. That dude has me blocked on Twitter, by the way. I never even interacted with him.
I'll come back soon.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right. Carlos, have you been playing anything lately?
Just Elden Ring. Elden Ring.
You got that platinum too, though, son. Let's go.
Man, platinum, so boys.
Platinum boys. Where's Chris at, man? You know?
Chris, wait. I think Chris is, well, he's almost there. Or
he's, I thought he did. No, he got it. He got the same night we did.
Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. Isn't this what happened?
What happened?
For Carlos, this is like your second one after Spider-Man.
My second platinum overall?
I thought so, because I remember you made it. No. You were like, oh, I platinum Spider-Man. We're like, oh, shit, because you said you usually don't spend that much time on it.
But I did Spider-Man. I did platinum Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
Oh. Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima, haven't you? I thought you did.
Yeah, Ghost of Tsushima was the last one I got, and that was kind of the breaking point for me. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do platinums anymore.
And then
Elden Ring. But Elden Ring is it's made different. So, you know, special games deserve special attention. And that's one of those things. And Elden Ring is just one of those games where it's like I was probably going to get it anyways because just of the way I was playing. The only thing that I actually tried to do different was the ending thing.
Yeah.
And that thing that didn't even take that much time or hardly any time, like a minute.
Yeah, so if you do the save stuff. Yeah, because that's what happened with Elden Ring. I'm like, oh, I'm about to get this platinum. Let me actually try it and get it, you know? What's up to Richard Bailey Jr.? He's hanging out in the chat right now. Yeah, man.
Oh, he said, damn, yeah. Carlos had that plan. Come on, Rich. Man. You already know.
You already know.
You know how I do.
Platinum boys around here, man. So good stuff. I think we're done here, man. I think we're done for the week. And again, another one of these weeks where not a lot happened. Actually, it was a lot happened, but it wasn't megatons. You know, we're waiting for those megatons, but I don't think we're going to get any this year. You know, maybe another buyout or something, but it's like we already had those. We're kind of getting numb to that shit. You know, it's like, all right, another buyout. Let's fucking go.
Oh, another day in the office. Phil Spencer is like, you know, again, he picks up the gauntlet and he's about to make another acquisition.
Snap. Yeah, like again, you know, the Xbox thing was announced, but we don't really have anything to say about that. It was announced. Cool. You know? We'll see.
Did we get a date? I forgot about
that. Yeah, we did. We did.
June 12th.
Yeah. Oh, it's a month and change away.
Oh shit. I'm curious to see what they're gonna show. Like I think you're right. I think it's just gonna be Bethesda's gonna be carrying the heavy load.
Starfield. You know? Yeah.
Starfield, yeah.
I hope we don't get any leaks. I wanna be surprised. I miss being surprised.
Yeah, well, you know. Don't go on the internet.
That's
or don't be on a video game podcast, you know?
Don't spoil anything, Mr. Twitter, man. You just spill all kinds of stuff.
Hey, I'm a reporter. That's what I do, man. I report the news, you know? So, you know, spoilers, don't watch any of those Doctor Strange trailers, man. They're spoiling everything.
I have not watched. I haven't seen the first Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
That's a fun one, the first one.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. All right, man. Well, we're done here. So do we have anything to plug?
No, nothing I can talk about yet.
NDA.
Yep.
All right. Adam, you have anything?
Yeah, we got another episode of Fear the Walking Dead. This episode 11. So Walking Dead's with I am Nate on
a call. The nuke.
Adam has his Spotify. Nuke. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got the new badge coming.
Yeah, man. Manny.
I don't know how he found time. Maybe on his way to the hospital. I don't know. But he said he got the new badge. You know,
the doctor said, yo, I found this inside of you, man.
Yeah, man. Got that new badge.
Man.
So if you're into The Walking Dead, we cover all things Walking Dead. It's I Am Negan. Go check it.
Good stuff, man. All right, that's going to do it for us, man. Follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Discord, where it is always popping and where we get our news every week. Shout out to the fans for doing that for us. Very cool. You can find Throwdown on any podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, that's two words, Throwdown Show. Throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And YouTube, where we archive the episodes. And those usually tend to go up on Mondays and Fridays. If I'm on Die Life, sometimes I'm not. But, you know, they go up regardless, you know. And if you enjoy the content, if you're watching us on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when those episodes go up. YouTube premiere, you know. Everything down below in the description, all the links and all that good stuff. So once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys. By the way, happy 12th anniversary to Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Very
good one.
All right, Carlos Romero.
Deuces.
Adam Vale.
A good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Monjoma.
Regarding the Microsoft change of the conference name, they need to find one name to rule them all, one name to find them all, one name to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them.
That'd be cool. All right, people.
Help me, Brian.
Frodo. All right. All right, let's get out of here, but we'll see you guys on Sunday. Peace out.
Later, guys. Deuces.
Deuces. Deuces.